This is a KTAR News Special. Primary day in Arizona. Now continuing Arizona Votes coverage with Barry Markson and Jim Sharp.
All right, welcome back as we take you up till 2 o'clock here on KTAR and covering all of the primary activity throughout the day. And then tonight from 7 to 11, we'll have the results for you as they come up. We'll have them here for you right away live on KTAR.
Including the very, I got to turn my microphone on. I'm such a radio professional. Including the stolen pens.
Yes, it did happen at one location.
It did happen at one location.
People are going to vote. They're stealing the pens.
That's right.
Oh, my.
All right. Yeah, joining us now, Democratic strategist Tony Connie, who is Joe Biden's deputy director here in Arizona, campaign manager for Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego, and worked with former Mayor Greg Stanton. You know, it seems the Republicans are stealing all the oxygen in the room in this primary. And is that because simply there's just not that many competitive races on the primary side for the Democrats?
No, I think it's because the Republicans are in this battle over whether or not truth exists, right? I mean, so what is more interesting, a debate over who's going to be the better Secretary of State based on policies on the Democratic side, or, you know, watching the Republicans try so hard not to say, oh yeah, the election was fair, or just immediately dig in and start spreading lies. And so one's a little bit more interesting for people like you than the other. And then I think the other thing is you've got two people who've spent a combined $30 million on ads of their own money between Layman and Karen Taylor Robeson. And so, you know, that literally sucks airtime out of the room so that there's not a lot of room for other people. So I think, you know, I'm happy that this, you know, battle is going on for Republicans. Yeah. I think it's good for Democrats, but I think that's really why you're not hearing a lot.
Tony Connie is with us. He's from Slingshot Campaigns and a Democratic strategist. Let's just run down a couple of these. On the Democratic side for governor, Katie Hobbs, obviously the favorite. Marco Lopez is still there. The polling seems to be pretty strong for Katie Hobbs. You see anything different happening?
No, I think Katie Hobbs is going to win this. You know, she won statewide four years ago, and she has really high name ID because she stood up and defended the election. And the other thing about Katie is she's, you know, she's like a very regular person, which I think in the general election, people are going to start to really see. And that is something that's going to appeal to her. And so I think that's a big reason why she's dominating in this primary.
Yeah. Go ahead, Barry.
I was going to say that really the only race on the Democratic side that seems to be pretty close is for Secretary of State. Reginald Boulding and Adrian Fontes, who, of course, was the Maricopa County recorder up until the last election.
Yeah.
What's the thinking there? Are they really that different in policies? How's that race look?
I think that they're pretty similar in policies, and people are making their mind up on the Democratic side based on who they like better or who they think is going to take the fight harder and stronger to Mark Fincham if he's the nominee.
Yeah.
Because there's some really dangerous stuff that some of the Republicans on that in that primary are pushing, and somebody's going to have to aggressively go after them. So I think that's the kind of way that people are making up their minds. I've heard all over that, you know, Fontes has got a solid lead. I've also heard that it's tied, and that's why everybody listening needs to go and vote, because turns out that's how you decide who wins.
Yeah, who knew, right?
Yeah.
Right? It's not, you don't fly in bamboo ballots from Asia and,
no,
and have Italian satellites.
No, tweets about how your polls are so good don't help you win, necessarily.
Yeah, right.
So
exactly.
You gotta vote.
So we were talking off the air, by the way, with Tony Connie here about Democratic strategists, about whether or not he buys into this conventional thinking that I think a lot of Republicans believe and a lot of Democrats believe, and that is Carrie Lake is going to be mincemeat against Katie Hobbs. But you don't think that's necessarily the case.
Yeah, I think both of the Republican candidates have their vulnerabilities. A couple of months ago, the Republican outsider, you know, Karen Robeson Taylor was a corporate lobbyist, right? You know, she's put $15 to $20 million of her own dollars in this campaign. She thinks the economy is going great. She, and the other, you know, and so I think that she has real vulnerabilities that Democrats are going to be able to latch on to. So I think that's a bit of a thing that the Karen campaign has pushed out there.
Okay.
That we want that. I'm sure there's some people who think that. But the question I have is, can you point to a policy difference between the two of them?
No, on the policy side, they're actually very similar.
Yeah, they're exactly the same. They're
super similar.
Right? Yeah. And so I think that that's a big thing. And you know, I've heard you talking about how Republicans are needing to, you know, sort of appeal, you know, either lie or buy into the lie to get Republican primary votes. The conditions that created that pressure on Karen, for example, those aren't going to go away when she wins, if she wins, which I think she's going to maybe squeak it out. So I don't think there's going to be a big pivot. I think that they're going to have to the fear that led some of these candidates to not take on the truth is not going to go away.
Yeah, and I think that might be crippling for Republican, whoever the Republican candidate is in the general election. As Jim said earlier, it's fine to say 66% of Republicans think there was something wrong with the election, but 67% of the electorate is Democrat or Independent, and they don't think that. So it's going to be very interesting to see how the general plays out. Is there any concern in the Democratic side about if Carrie Lake wins? That, I mean, she's obviously a former broadcaster. She certainly can present herself well on TV and in debates, and how that play against Katie Hobbs?
I think that Carrie Lake is excellent on TV. I think she's a good candidate. She's got a big track record now. She goes on all these like far right wing web pages and all that stuff. So you got that stuff. But like I said, I think, you know, Katie is someone that people are going to like when they get to know her. She was a social worker who worked with domestic violence victims. You know, she's one of the only people who hasn't. How many candidates have put their own money into this thing, right? She's not the kind of person who has. She's a public servant. And I think that, you know, I think it's going to be a tough race no matter what. You know, we won for Biden less than 10,000 votes. If you look when Hobbs won last time, it was very close. Whoever wins, if a Democrat wins, at least it's going to be very close no matter what. And I think she can win.
Tony Connie is joining us here on KTR from Slingshot Campaigns. And on the Mark Kelly, obviously nobody running against Mark Kelly. He's an incumbent senator this year.
In the primary,
It's going to be one of the most hotly contested Senate races, I think, in the country. Going to be an awful lot of money pumped into that.
Probably the most money anywhere in the country.
I think so. Yeah. Is the Democratic Party, are they ready nationally to really throw money here at the Arizona campaign to keep Mark Kelly in office?
I mean, it's an extremely important race. So yeah. I certainly hope so. But, you know, he is a prolific fundraiser and he's got a very, very good campaign. And so I think it's showing he's in a very strong position. And then also there's that thing, the other side of this, governing, right? He's in the U.S. Senate and he's had some really big wins recently. You know, that bill that just got passed and signed into law that's going to make it so that more microchips can be produced. You know, that is something that he's getting a lot of credit for, the bipartisan infrastructure bill. If you're looking for somebody who is willing to work across the aisle and not just say no to things because it'll play better with a certain group on Twitter, Mark Kelly's the guy that you should vote for.
Hmm. All right.
Sounds like he's modeling himself a little after another Democratic senator I know from Arizona. I can't think of her name. Or actually, some national correspondents can't think of her name because we had to actually edit a piece the other day that named her as Kristen Sinema. I'm like, hey, come on, pay attention.
She gets that all the time. You're going to name your kid Kirsten. You better be ready for her to be called Kristen. That's going to happen.
Point.
Tony, thanks for taking a few minutes with us today. Really
Thank
appreciate
you so much.
You
be sure
in.
To go vote, everybody, no matter what your polls
That's
say.
That's true. Still time to vote, including independents. If you're an independent, you can vote in the primary. Just go to the poll, tell them which one you want, and they'll let you vote. All right. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate that. Coming up, Jim Sharp and I are going to be here to give you the latest on what's happening in the primary in Arizona. Stay with us. It's KTR's continuing coverage of Election Day.